This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1106 in the nation's capital. 1-800-636-1067 is the MGM National Listener Line, DOC and Metal. And let's go back. And Little Returns, welcome back.
Legend. Shout out to your man, Heavy Metal. Hey, Doc, the way I look at it, man, physicality, that's a move that is this kid is able 29, 30 years old, inside the 30, inside the red zone, he can come to play. You know, and it break a couple of tackles. That's how I look at that move. But we still, it makes me think that he hid to that direction to become physical when you go out and get a receiver like Debo. Little, I'm going to piggyback off of last week, man. Doc, I'm going to get off the line because I heard BT shout out about he put up 30-something in a game. But I know the young kid, D from the shop. You know, I saw the kid play up jealous. Well, the kid got a jumper. And got some defense like Marcus Smart. BT, I ain't heard nothing about you, man, putting up no 30-something points. You can Google me, 23rd annual Turkey Bowl game. My record still holds, Doc. It's been 40-something years, and ain't nobody put up a safety, and I had two interceptions in that game. And we lost to Coolidge. But I'm going to throw a name out there, too, because I know you remember this kid. He was 6'6 in high school. Sims. He played tight end for Virginia Tech. And he went on to be a correctional officer in the Alexandria Department, over there, the correctional department over in Alexandria, Virginia. But his last name was Sims. He was a tight end from Coolidge. And Doc, in high school, he was 6'6". But my record still holds, Tony. You can Google me in the DCIAA. As a matter of fact, that year, I made Parade All Magazine three times as a senior. They used to have the Parade magazines come out every Sunday. And we lost a game to Coolidge in the 23rd annual Turkey Bowl game, Doc, RFK Stadium. We lost 22-10, 22-8. But I had a safety in that game and two interceptions. And the record still hold today, 40 years.
We'd love to go down memory lane.
Yeah, but I want Big T. I want Big T. Look,
checked.
Big Tony.
No, we'll have G will check it out. G will check it out.
Yeah,
Kenny
me.
Jenkins is getting ready for us to come back.
He listened.
Appreciate you, Little. Rob in the district. See if we can squeeze Rob in.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Hey, man. Little always see, gives his whole chronological life experiences on. Now I got to fact check that. Then we got to go through this. We do this every other week. What's going on, Rob?
Yeah, I'm with you, man, with the far as building inside out, man. If we don't build the lines up as far as getting maybe two starters on the O-line and impact players on the D-line, it just ain't going to happen. We already know who we're competing against.
Exactly.
So if you come out there, with all this, like you say, flashy jewelry, but you ain't really, making the changes on them O-line, on the O-line and D-line, because that's how Philly coming, you know. And the funny thing about it, Doc, was Joe Jackson Gibbs was the first one back in the day that started that stuff with the Hogs. I mean, Doc, y'all beat people up. Y'all beat people up for 4 or 5 years, and John Riggins running that ball, and the league didn't catch up until, you know, a few years later they figured it out. Yeah. And next thing you know, they started drafting offensive linemen. But Joe Jackson Gibbs was the first one with that concept. You know, with the air attack, but once he figured out, you know, he could dominate on that line and, with the Hogs and everything. And it took, you know, the NFC East to figure it out. Then they started drafting Dick Lyman, and then the next thing you know, everybody else caught on in the league.
Hey, so with Dallas, new, but, when they had their line with Emmitt, what do you think they were doing?
That's right. And they figured it out. Like I said, after we dominated and seen what we did, when I say we, the Redskins back in the day.
Burgundy and gold, yeah. No, it's no mystery.
And so it's the same thing, you know, second go-round was, you know, later in life that you know, you got to figure this thing out and just build your lines back up, man. And if we don't do that, Doc, build them lines up, it just ain't going to happen. I don't care how much window dressing we do. If we don't address dominating, getting them lines back dominating, O-line and D-line, and matching Philly physicality, it just ain't going to happen. It's simple as
that. All we're doing is putting perfume on a pig.
That's all we're doing. And I
appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Good deal. Metal, how we doing? We got time for Scott in Silver Spring?
Let's do it.
We got Kenny. Okay, Scotty.
What's up? How you doing, Doc?
Hey, man. I'm doing good, man. Just always let little tickles the hell out of me.
Yeah.
He gives his resume up every week. Yeah. You know what? Somebody gonna call in and fact check this stuff. I'm not gonna do it, but somebody will. I can't wait. That's why, God rest his soul, Butch McAdams could have answered all this in one sweet call.
I was about to pull out my news clippings. what I wanted to say though is, I think Debo, the signing was a great pickup. But I totally agree with you. You know, you always say the big uglies, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
And that's the way we used to win. That's the success we had back in the day. And if we see it, I know the people in charge now see it. And I just want to say, I believe that's just the first move being made. And going from 4-13 to the NFC Championship, let AP and them guys do their job, because I think we're only going to get better.
I agree with you, man. Appreciate that. Yeah. I'm with you. Appreciate that. Thank you for the call. Hey, man, we got people now. They say, let them cook. Let them cook. But we can throw in a little seasoning. We can throw in an opinion here or there. But, yeah, we let them cook. What'd you say, Metal?
What are you asking? What are we cooking?
We let our people do their jobs.
Well, of course.
And Brother Jenkins says he's a good thumbs up. And I want to get, if we can, get Kenny in, get some reflections on last night. But 11-13 here. In the nation's capital, Heavy Metal, DOC, we do have confirmation. John Booty will join us at 11:30. And Brian Mitchell, who was one of the recipients last night's awards, along with Santana Moss and Scary Terry, B. Mitch, will join us at high noon. So to break we go, and so we shall be right back.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, I'm so fortunate to be a part of the NFL League Legends Tribute Gala, sponsored by Brother Clark, Gary Clark, who is the driving force behind it. And nothing like this happens without Firefly Sellers, Chris Ritter, Steve Proctor, people that are Charmaine Vincent, people who get behind it, Tony McGee, Donna Hopkins, Mike Baker, people that, and what we're doing is just honoring legends of the past and the future. Scary Terry receiving the ultimate award, and he just got married, so was not there to receive it in person. But B. Mitch, Santana Moss, and man, Kenny Jenkins was one of the legends that was on hand, and Kenny joins us now. And man, it was, whenever you get Fred Smoot, Caldwell, Kent, Mr. Harvey, Rollo McKenzie, Clarence Vaughn, Leslie Shepard, John Booty in a room, it's going to be hard not to have an old-fashioned, and Clinton Portis as well. How do you not have a blast with that?
Well, Doc, I was doubled over in laughter listening to Smoot. He knows how to carry a room. He knows how to tell a story. And then he wraps it all up about, you know, how the relationship affected his life, you know, his relationship with Santana and the other award winners. So, yeah, it just brings it all together, and it's worthy of your time and attention, which is why I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah, Kenny, you're no stranger to success. I just think the one thing that reigned throughout it, and for B. Mitch in particular, about work ethic. And the guys that were up there, Clinton Portis, it was about what they gave to the game. And Santana Moss, I mean, just those stories about people think you got it made from day one, and that's really never the case.
And now, absolutely not. This takes hours and hours of focus and attention and, you know, weight rooms and running hills and studying playbooks and coordinating with your coaches and your teammates so that you're on the same page and you react instinctively. And I have to say, though, every time I go to one of these things and then I find out that Santana Moss played 14 years,
yeah,
that is massive.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, because, Doc, we know back in the day, like you were talking about, we had training camp. It was 6 weeks. It was,
yeah,
we hit twice a day for, you know, 6 days a week.
It's not three times, yeah.
It's not three times. And to play 14 years for your body to hold up like that and your mental desire to want to go out there and compete like that and put your body through that, that speaks volumes to a guy's character.
Yeah. What was your favorite story that you heard that even if you had heard it before, the one that resonates with you the most?
Well, you know, it's the things that I didn't know that always, like, surprised me. When Santana recruited or took Clinton Portis on his recruiting trip in Miami. Okay. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. There's some things they couldn't go into last night.
Exactly,
but
exactly.
That was hilarious to me.
We don't think of them being like high schoolers in that it was when Fred Smoot went to Miami and called out Santana telling him he there to lock him down at his own place. That, right. And that's Smoot. That to me was hilarious. That blew me away. That the reputation, how guys are meeting at all-star games, and how long these matches, you know, had gone on. I just thought that was so intriguing. And then Portis, who I found out, and then what did you hear that you didn't know before? I didn't know that Portis was almost a Terp.
I had no idea that he came down here. And, like,
wanted to be.
Right. And I was trying to think of who the coach was. Was it Friedgen? Was Friedgen the coach?
You know, I'd be speaking out of turn. I have to, go back I got to do a Sheehan. I'll ask Kevin.
Yeah,
it would have been interesting as to who the back running back coach. I don't think it was doing Locksley and Ralph's time, but we'll fact check that one. I just thought that was interesting. And then Ricky Irvin's, man, and B. Mitch. B. Mitch coming out of a sleep. He'll join us at noon. To be in a meeting, and you know some of the best sleep ever is when you're exhausted and you go in an air conditioning room and they cut the lights out and that clicking of the projector. Is there any better way to sleep ever? And how does B. Mitch come out of a sleep and answer a question and nail it? Not once, but twice. Who does right. that?
Snoring, too, by the way.
Snoring.
He was definitely asleep. I don't know how you do that. That's an incredible story. But I can tell you this about Brian. You know, everybody, and I don't know about everybody, but certainly Brian gives off the persona that he's Mr. Tough Guy, and he, you know, in the weight room, and he'll take anybody on face to face, and he'll fight you if he has to, and he's tough, and he's mean, and he's, you know, he's excited about the competition. But yeah. Brian is super smart.
Yeah.
Brian was, I think it was like a chemical engineer major or electrical engineer major in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his parents, I think his parents demanded that of him. Mm-hmm.
They did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think Brian was one to challenge his father either.
No, that's one person he did not buck. With Pops. Yeah,
but,
no doubt
but
about
given
it.
All, but given all his personality and all his toughness and all his, you know, tough rhetoric, you know, Brian is incredibly cerebral when it comes to, you know, learning. He told me the other day that the first thing he did is that he came in to the Washington Redskins and learned the playbook for every position before he even came to training camp.
Yeah. Well, as a quarterback,
I didn't do that.
You're not surprised. But that's what quarterbacks do. He's a quarterback.
Right.
And it paid off for him years later. Can you imagine how – I can't even imagine going in a huddle in Philadelphia and having to come in at quarterback against the Eagles. And he pulled it off.
He wasn't scared.
You're a return man. He had never caught a punt or a kickoff.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was crazy. That's why I thought the evening was great, man. And you added, just exclamation mark to the T. These are the things that hopefully there'll be 25 more of these in a lifetime. Seeing these guys and Leslie Shepard, man, I loved everybody that spoke was there. But you know, Shep you just know this is the kind of guy you want on your side. You don't want him as an enemy.
No, that's right. That's right. That's right. And he's a local product too, man. I have that in common with him, that we both grew up in this region, and we have loved since we were old enough to stand up, have loved the Commander/Redskins organization.
Yeah, first, Washington football team, everything. And now it looks like we're getting closer, one step to putting it all together. And Kenny, we appreciate you, man, sharing your weekend time with us here, man. And it's a beautiful thing. B. Mitchell will be on at noon. John Booty will join us next. And we can't wait to get you back here inside the locker room and talking about good times, because Burgundy and Gold is back in style.
Yeah, man. We're on the rise. Doc, I drop anything for you, man. Just let me know.
Appreciate you, man. Kenny Jenkins, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. When we come back, we'll be joined by Fly Eagles Fly, John Booty. Stay with us. Dr. Sabah, I feel you. Running back. Young man, Hamilton out of Carolina, North Kakalaki. Looks like he's a real deal. She's been talking about him all year long. Now it's time to bring in Fly Eagles Fly. Yeah, I'm going to say that because, hey, they're sitting on top of the hill. He was a big part of last night's NFL Inc. Legends Tribute Gala, John Booty. And, Brother Booty, I was proud of you, man. You got up in a sea of – and you so comfortable being outnumbered by Burgundy and Gold. And you sang Fly Eagles Fly as a world champion, man, and you deserved it going with your bad self. Describe to our audience what last night was for you, what it meant to you.
Being a part of the Burgundy and Gold celebration, too, for B. Mitch and Santana, and playing against B. Mitch and then watching Santana, being a part of that and the brotherhood with the Burgundy and Gold was great. It's a great feeling, and it's special because we're old school guys. We're out of the game. But we still love one another in the brotherhood, and we want to honor each other. And by seeing Gary honor the players, and you get up there and do your thing as a specialist that you are, and all the rest of the guys talk about their teammates, and it was just an honor just sitting there to be a part of it and watch that. And I think that's what we need to do more of, you know. And Gary's been doing at the forefront of doing that. So, yeah, it felt good seeing it. And hearing the guys talk about their journey to becoming a playing in the Burgundy and Gold is special, and was special for them, and how it was meant to be. And wow, you hear the inside stories, and I'm like, man, you know. And we love listening to each other too, you know. And that's the beautiful thing about our brotherhood.
Well, the news stories. I didn't know that Portis was nearly a Terrapin.
I didn't either.
That's the thing that I go. These never get old because you learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these things. I mean, I'm older than you, so I've been to a few more. I learn something every time. And that's why We're in a beautiful building. It was just everything worked. I mean, it's huge. Yeah. I mean, Clark, he doesn't do anything that's not on a large. It's a his level is so he's crazy.
Yeah,
and it worked.
It worked, and he pulled it off, and he's a diva when it comes to that. So he likes to have it under control, and he does just that, you know. And,
well, he's got to be. And yeah. Donna Hopkins, I mean, D-Hop, man, she was fantastic. And I wish Tony McGee obviously lives in Atlanta. Oh, he'd been there. But, you know, Leslie Shepherd, hearing the fellas talk, man, what story? I mean, we're going way back. To me, nothing beats Smoot showing up in Miami.
Right.
Trying to get Santana Moss saying, come on, I'm going to lock you down at your own field.
At your own
field. Who does that?
Like, come on out. I met you at the Southern thing, so, man, come on out. Isn't that something?
Who does that?
And the thing about it, and up playing ball together. You know, that's the beautiful. You know, everything is meant for a reason, you know. And, yeah. It happens that way, and who tells those stories? And then you had some show and tell with the big tie pass from Ricky Irvin. Like, you know, I had to put all this on. And Beamish said, "Well, you gonna take that off?" Said, no, man, no, I'm not. And at first day of practice, first 10 minutes of practice, I guess he was like, "Ooh, I gotta get this off. This wearing me down."
Yeah, and Metal, you'll love this because. You know, Ricky, who I have the utmost, he's my favorite Trojan. Because at his size, height and weight and all that,
right.
You got to understand what he stepped into.
Right.
It's one of the most prestigious positions to play in all the sports. And that's the tailback at USC.
Right.
And in order to do that, he had to play fullback first. Most of them had to play that. You talk about being earning the right to do something, and he did it all. This brother, man, is so tough and agile and hostile. He's got what I call the perfect football mindset.
Mm-hmm.
He's intelligent, but also violent. Yep. And you can't play for fullback, play for them, and not be violent.
Right.
That's the one thing that I think we're getting back to.
Right.
That they ran one play. Student body right or student body left. The Michigan with Harbaugh, I'll never forget the Penn State game. They didn't throw a pass the entire second half. Now, I know this is not popular. It doesn't help your fantasy teams.
No.
But it's Neanderthal, and what the Eagles represent is that. It's bully ball.
Bully. I'm gonna get in your face.
Bully ball.
You know, it's just like those little hogs, you hogs back in the day.
Yeah, it's bully ball.
Hey, we gonna run this play over and over and
50
over
gun. Until they stop it. 50 gun.
Right. Yeah.
Simplest way is straight ahead and run your behind over, and give it to Riggo. If you can't stop it, game over. I don't care how many earrings you have in your wide receiver, your gold chains and necklaces. Right. And every time I look out there, I go, am I getting old? Am I aging? Who wears a necklace at a football game?
Well, Doc, both of us, we're getting old. That's the way it is nowadays. And those guys, and I've heard them say, this is my good luck charm. I got to transform into this guy here with the gold chain on. So, they dig it, man. If this make you going to play up to the 100% optimal force, wear it. Just don't lose it.
Yeah.
But just wear it.
That's when you allow. You just talking about being allowed to. I wonder how many Lombardi's Packers had it on.
No.
Yeah, I know. No. I know. It's what's being allowed to take place.
Right.
I get it. Hey, man, it's priceless. Getting your perspective on it, the Eagles. And again, I think it's the fact that no one has repeated a scary 19 years.
Right.
Nobody in my favorite division, NFC East, has repeated. And that's the beauty about this.
Right.
Not once.
Not once. Isn't that something? Not once, man.
Not once.
And what the Commanders did yesterday with that trade, man, they were saying, hey, listen, we're here. We want to dethrone the Eagles next year. And the Eagles looking at it like, we get back to the NFC East, meet the Eagles, all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm loving it. I'm smiling now. You got the most aggressive guy.
You got the most aggressive guy.
Yeah.
Because, but I like him the way it's a chess piece. And I like the fact that it's not only, and I'm not discounting New York either. I'm not discounting that. That's the beauty about this. Who thought Washington was coming up from a 4-win team to this?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not sleeping on the Giants.
Right. Like, you know, like we used to say back in the day, who'd have thunk it, right? And they did. They like, well, why not us? And they were like, why not us all the way up to the NFC East? The NFC Championship. And then I know they go into the offseason just like the Eagles. Like, we got the target on our backs. Now, Commander's like, we had a taste of it, man. We can't lose that. I know you know, Doc. Said, we got to get back there, you know?
Yeah, that's what's going to be so hungry about it. But I appreciate it. You threw off some hits last night. It's always good to get your perspective because as a DB, and I'll ask you this in closing. Mm-hmm. When you see Debo, size him up and let our market know what you think of him. Now, as an Eagle, how does that help us beat you?
Well, we know as an Eagle, as a defensive back in our secondary, we got to come correct because this guy runs angry. You know, when he catches a pass, he's running angry. And not just running angry, he's an athlete. He can make moves on you. So you got to come correct. You got to meet him at the mesh point before he gets there, pretty much, you know. And because he got a chip on his shoulder, I think it's a one-year deal that he's coming in with. And he want to prove that I'm capable of winning, now, helping this team win and go to the big championship game, Super Bowl. But in the secondary, we got. I saw some guys miss tackles on him, hit him straight up, strength. And they got to come correct in that secondary. The whole defense got to come correct against this kid.
Yeah, I think it is an asset. And again, this is a two-man race as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Us and Eagles. And so that's a step in the right direction. They're already ahead, so we got to make up space. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather give up 5 fifth-round picks. The money's about 17 million. He's worth every nickel and dime of that. Right. Mm-hmm. But now I got to go in interior. But
get some interior guys and get some more pass protection. Get some. Yeah, you need linebackers. I think. Yeah. Wow. So. You know,
oh yeah.
Again.
Yeah. We got some holes. You got some holes.
But then everybody now, the Eagles may be losing some guys. But the deal is, you got some people at the general manager spot at the ownership and said, "Hey, listen, this is your job. You aces at. Get it done. Are we gonna be here to support you?" Mm-hmm.
It's always action. Hey, man, you always bring something to the table. We appreciate it. You did a great job singing Fly, Eagles, Fly. And until we're able to knock you off this thing, keep singing. Appreciate you, dog. All right, good deal. That is John Booty, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. To break we go, we come back. We always got a chance to light it up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Listener Line. Brian Mitchell at High Noon right here on The Fan. How lucky are we to have the Rude Guest Hotline? You know the saying, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. Well, we got the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and they're responsible today for John Booty and Kenny Jenkins, and we cannot thank them enough. 1-800-636-1067 on the MGM National Listener Line. Nick out in Burksville, what's on your mind, brother?
Hey, Doc. Good morning, and good morning, Heavy Metal. I think that the Commanders should add and subtract at the same time. I would sign any of the Eagles free agents that would fit into the Commanders' schemes, and one would be Zach Bond. Vaughn is his last name, Vaughn. Mm-hmm. Linebacker.
Good luck.
And then and also maybe Sweat, Josh Sweat. They're not going to sign Sweat. What do you think?
Oh, I just think, strategy is good to take from them, but I don't think they're giving up on their people easily. But I like the guys we have negotiating on our end. And well, that's up to them. I can't. Again, if you don't have the full monopoly, all the pieces in front of you, it's hard to build a strategy for it. What you're saying on the surface makes sense. But why would Philly do it? Why would they give up pieces if they don't have to?
Well, reports are they're not going to be able – they might not be able to sign Zach Bond. And Josh Sweat, they're not interested in re-signing him for some reason. They think Bond's going to want too much money. And they only have, I think, $22 million under the cap right now.
You know, do you want to walk away from the world? And every guy has to ask himself that. You are right. They may be vulnerable. But again, people don't not necessarily want to leave the world champions for just a few extra dollars. But maybe you're right. I'd hope you're right if we want to do that. But that's where Adam is at. And well, I trust him. Don't forget, we just because of the NFLPA Association's report, we went from 32nd, which is the worst, dead last, horrible, to 11th on a report card. So now we don't have to even think for them. They can think for themselves. What you pose makes good food for thought. But I don't lose a wink of sleep anymore over any of this. They got it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, just a thought.
No, you're thinking the right way. But Howie and our guys, it's now. See, we were being taken advantage of. We were nitwits. You had pretenders and con men in charge. Now you got pros versus pros. And it's up to the kid. Do you really want to leave the world champions to take a risk?
Well, a lot of players do because they're, you know, there's that the inner actions, and maybe they felt they were weren't handled right, and you know they should have been making more money the whole time. You know, there's a lot of.
But you didn't say wide receivers.
Stuff going
you
on
said
back
linebackers.
In the back room.
You and defensive people. Had you talked about wideouts, I'd agree with you. Defensive people are different. They're different. They want security. They think things out. The wide receiver, the big mouth wideouts running around. Me. That's not what we're talking about now. We're talking a different nature when we go on the defensive side of the ball. Dude, we didn't talk about corners. So that's what I'm saying. The makeup of the individual you're describing to me is not the same as a wideout.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked that those guys left where they are right now to come to anybody's program that didn't have a defensive line. If I'm a linebacker, why would I leave the best defensive front in the game to go to some place that's getting run on, that has not shown they can stop anything? They can't stop a nosebleed.
If you're going to be making $4 million more, you would. You said it's about
If I'm young, man, I'm thinking big picture. You might be right. I can't, at my age right now, I can't reverse it and go back and think like a numbskull. Everything I think about right now is security. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you age. But if I'm back to being numbskull, you're right. I might do exactly what you're saying. Because when you're young, you feel invincible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, definitely, you think different. I'm a little bit older than you, too, so I understand.
Okay, well, see, I ain't going nowhere. I'll be telling you up front, I'm not leaving the Eagles defense. No way in hell. Under any circumstance. Yeah. All right.
Hey,
appreciate the call.
Can I mention one more thing?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think what's going to go on in the next few years with AI, you may be able to bring people back. Like, we may be able to bring Ken Beatrice back, you know?
And God, he could,
and think about that. You know, we may have someday have a Doc Walker AI.
That'd be frightening. That would be frightening. Hey, bro, I got to go pay some bills. Appreciate your call, man. Uh-huh. What metal? Now, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, we need more callers.
Is that
like
Edge
that,
Little out right now? Would that be unofficially our caller of the day?
So far, I think so, yeah.
Did you think that Edge is Little out? You got to get Little a lot of credit, though, man. Because Little just presented a Hall of Fame stats, right? that we can't confirm or deny.
Little's got a bit of Paul Bunyan storytelling in him sometimes.
No, he's one of the best storytellers ever. And we've not had one person call here, not one, that has called to collaborate any of his stories. It is strange that in the DMV, where everybody, for the most part, in the yard, knows exactly what I'm talking about. Now, Butch McAdams, God rest his soul. See, Butch would already know us. See, Butch, not one person has called to either support Little or deny Little's deal. It's going to happen. The word's going to come around. It's going to come around. Because I'm going to tell you what, though. That's one of the best resumes I've ever heard. This brother was as close to Jim Thorpe as anybody I've ever heard. Have you heard anybody better?
Not that I would know, no.
No, I haven't heard anybody better than Little. If anybody had a more lucrative athletic career than Little, please holler at your boy. Because I ain't heard none of it yet. As a matter of fact, what was the injury that took Little out? And why didn't Little end up going to, what, Notre Dame? But what happened? Aren't you curious as I am?
I feel like it must have been like the Bo Jackson Achilles or something, right?
Right, this is Barry Sanders, the Bo Jackson. What took Little's greatness away? What denied us from being able to see Little being the All-American that he was destined to be? What happened? Aren't you I'm curious. Top of the hour, when we come back, B. Mitch, live. Can you believe that? It's only fitting, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline. Back in a moment.